Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The childhood obesity epidemic and the budget woes of local school systems may seem like two unrelated yet serious issues. But as Patricia Anderson, professor of economics at Dartmouth College, explains, the two are often related.
U.S. school children tend to rank in the middle of the pack in global education rankings, even though No Child Left Behind legislation was meant to increase student achievement. One area where U.S. students do lead the world, though, is in obesity. More than one-third of American children are classified as overweight. Recent research indicates that school policies, especially those enacted in response to No Child Left Behind, may actually be contributing to obesity. What's the connection? Under pressure to increase test scores in math and reading, 71% of schools report reallocating time away from other subjects, including calorie-burning activities such as recess and PE. To motivate students to work hard and do well on the exams, rewards are given, sometimes in the form of a party with calorie-laden snacks or coupons for fast food restaurants. Schools may also shift money to test prep activities in hopes of raising scores enough to achieve adequate yearly progress goals under No Child Left Behind. This leaves other school programs underfunded. So if the band needs new uniforms or the chess club wants to travel to a tournament, how do they raise money? Often by selling candy or holding bake sales. Or if the school prefers a more stable flow of income, many will sign contracts with soda and vending machine companies. This can bring in tens of thousands of dollars annually. Research with my co-authors Kristen Butcher and Diane Schanzenbach indicates that schools coming close to meeting adequate yearly progress goals, and thus likely feeling the most pressure under No Child Left Behind, do in fact have a slightly more overweight student body. The impact is under 1 percentage point, but is statistically significant. Thus, in our zeal for improving math and reading scores, we may be losing sight of an important goal, our children's good health.
That was Patricia Anderson of Dartmouth College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
With leafy lettuce, the light pots are all rubbery asparagus.